You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
How do people find us, Jeremy?
Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link at the top, or I think one of the best ways, find us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
This note came through the FB, and it comes from Amanda. I had to write back and say, we need the names of all the players. Who is this boyfriend of yours? His name is Declan.
Okay.
I love that name, too, by the way. So this is an issue between Amanda and Declan. She writes it. She says, my boyfriend and I are getting married in October, and we have a question about the honeymoon. We've both been married before. He has an 8-year-old daughter, and I have a 6-year-old daughter. The girls get along well. They've both been very loudly demanding to go on our honeymoon, which is in Hawaii.
Ooh,
well,
fancy.
I can see why.
Sure.
Amanda says, I think it would be sweet and a good bonding time for our blended family. My boyfriend is against it and says a honeymoon is no place for kids. She says, I would agree if it wasn't our second for both of us and we've been together for 3 years. Could this be a five calls says it all?
Sure.
And the answer to that, Amanda, is yes, because we have thus deemed it worthy of five calls says it all.
We need a sound effect in there.
8-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Amanda and Declan.
Amanda and Declan, they're putting their little blended family together, and aww, the girls are saying, we want to go with you guys on the honeymoon.
I'm a softie when it comes to all this kind of stuff with the kids, and I am in the camp of, you've been together for 3 years,
mm-hmm,
you've got these two kids, Hawaii's a destination, a beautiful destination,
mm-hmm,
you're not going to go there a lot, take the kids, have fun, have a great little, it's at this point, it's a family vacation, it's not a honeymoon at this point, is it? Second time around, been together 3 years. That's not a honeymoon. Take your kids. Have fun.
All right.
Go to the beach.
I have listened to your well-thought-out, well-reasoned...
it wasn't well-thought-out. I mean, it was kind
of... complicated answer.
Spur of the moment, really.
Here's my answer. Here's my very long and involved answer. No.
No. Okay, that's it. Five calls says it all. Let's do this.
Jeremy says, yes, take the kids. I say no. And that's all I'm going to say right now.
That's it. That's all you really need to say.
No.
Okay.
The most unpopular word in America.
Dom and Declan. Same camp.
Both of us with our arms crossed.
No.
No. But we sure need calls on this, and we need a bunch of them. So don't sit around and say, oh, somebody else will call and vote. We want you to do it. Let's get our five calls says it all. Jamie, you were the first one in. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
We're good. Great. So are we taking these children or not?
No, absolutely not. I'm in the same situation as her, and no, I would just, them two just go because it needs to be intimate and it needs to be about them, and mm-hmm, then plan a second trip to take the kids and then make it about them.
You can be intimate before you go, can't you?
No, they shouldn't take the kids. I just think it is just, it'll take away from what.
Well, you send the kids out to the pool and then you go back and be intimate.
You can't leave your kids alone.
Well, they got lifeguards out there and stuff at the pool.
Jamie,
oh, no.
Jamie, you should escape now while you can. Have a great day, okay?
Bye, Jamie. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for that vote. All right, there's one vote of no. Here's Christy. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, boys. How are you doing?
We're good. Aloha.
We're great. Are we taking the children?
Well, I have to talk from experience, too. My vote is yes, they need to take the kids. So I'm in a blended marriage, and from our perspective, we felt like you're not just joining a man and a woman when you have that second marriage and kids are involved. You're also joining the two families. So we took our 13, 12, 11, and 8-year-old on our honeymoon, but we called it our family moon, and it was amazing.
A family moon, you guys.
Hmm.
See? And it was amazing, apparently. Where did you go?
We went on a cruise. So we did have some time to be just the two of us, but we also had lots of time to be a family. So it was definitely a building of experience and memories together, and it was a terrific bonding experience. So my vote is yes. Take the kids.
I like this call.
Can I talk freely, Christy, without hurting your feelings?
You may.
Dom.
I know you loved it. It was great for everyone involved. Just speaking for Dom, that sounds like hell to me.
We like our kids, and he doesn't have kids of his own. I know he's got a stepdaughter, but we love our kids, and it was amazing.
Kids and cruises, so count Dom out.
Fair enough. Christy, have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you, Dom. Bye.
Bye. Hey.
Hey,
we talk openly.
You
and
did, and you were you.
Show.
You asked for permission, and she said, "Go for
she
it."
She said, so. "Please." We have two, not one, but two angels on the line.
Whoa!
Here's angel number one. Hello, angel. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
So, what do you think? We've got one vote for take the kids, one vote for do not take them. What are you saying?
I say no.
No.
How come?
Because it's a honeymoon, regardless of what it is, you know, with kids or not. If they wanted a family moon, they should have done Disneyland.
Now, that is actually a pretty
good point. Especially with kids that are 8 and 6.
I'm just going to say this, and again, at the risk of offending more people, Hawaii is wasted on a 6-year-old. I'm sorry. Yes, I know there's a beach, but there's beaches that are closer than that. There's beaches that are cheaper than that.
Yeah.
Hawaii is an adult experience. I'll argue any day with people over that.
Anything bad you want to say about Disneyland, though, while we're on here?
Angel, I'm glad you called. Have
Bye.
A fun day, okay?
See you later.
You guys have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I just... Hey, angel number two, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Let's see if you're number one in our hearts, though. What's your vote?
My vote is no.
No kids
Absolutely
allowed.
Not.
Why not?
No. I think that I don't care if it's your first marriage or your third marriage or whatever in a relationship, you need time with just you two and you need family time. It's just what's healthy.
Yeah, it does sound like a nice little escape, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And to Hawaii, too.
Because, I mean, basically, if you think about it, Angel, those kids are always going to be there. Why not take a
week? But think of their little faces, and they're crying as you leave,
yeah, but
and they
maybe
wanna
it's
go
just
with
me,
you.
But for that week, their faces wouldn't come up in my mind once for the week that I was gone.
My child just cried because I had to go to work. He'll be okay.
That's good.
Angel, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
See you later.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Fifth call. We said five calls says it all. Mark's been patiently waiting. Mark, what do you think?
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm. Mark wants to get his freak on.
Not just get my freak on, but I think that, you know, when... The marriage needs to be the center of the family, and that's where the core is. And also, I think that when people continually give in to their kids, they're like same people that would be taking their kids on their honeymoons probably have their kids sleeping in the middle of their bed and giving them participation trophies.
Mark, I'm not going to deny it. I love your call today. 100% love your call. You just did not hold back at all.
That's fantastic. I agree with everything you said.
Same. I 100% agree.
Take as much time as you want here. Mark, I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
See you, buddy.
Hey, you too, guys.
Later.
Thank you. Well, that started out 1-1, but then 3 in a row for Do Not Take the Kids. And the final tally for Amanda, who is listening right now, your boyfriend Declan wins this one 4-1. That is an overwhelming majority that says no, this is not a place for children.
Yeah. Call grandma, get the babysitter set up.
Yeah,
you guys are
without
going alone.
Going into preach mode, I just do want to say this is just it's comforting to me to see that not everyone has bought into the children must be the center of everything. And a lot of people will overreact and say, well, Dom, you don't like kids. That's not true.
No, it's one vacation. It's one
what
trip.
What I don't like is that kids have to be the center of 100% of things. You can't have anything for mom and dad. And I don't think that's healthy for anybody. I don't think it's healthy for the parents, and I don't believe it's healthy for the children. Just my opinion.
I like the listener that said the marriage is actually the center of it all. So you got to nurture that and take care of that and expand outward from there. So
yeah, but you know, for like 20 years we've been going down this path that that everything must be based on whether the kids like it or not. And it's like, well,
no.
Really?
Once they start paying the bills and chipping in a little more.
Yeah. So, I mean.
And who am I kidding? Don't go without the kids.
Plan another vacation that would be great for family bonding. Yeah. But a honeymoon is a honeymoon. And I don't care if it's your 10th marriage. A honeymoon is still important.
There you go.
So, there you go. Amanda's fuming right now.
She'll be fine.
I'll tell you who's really mad. The kids.